Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the FOMcast on day one. This is TC Elliott with our very first official FOMcast, not including yesterday's unofficial pre-FOM FOMcast, which didn't count at all. It's the first one with real live brand new music written within the last few hours, or at least the day. It's February. It's time to get started. It's awesome. I already have a caller, and I am going to figure out who this caller is. And, caller, are you with me?
I'm with you. This is Josh.
Hey, Josh. Good to have you. Awesome to,
good to be
hear
here.
Your voice. Excellent.
Very good.
How's your FOM so far?
It is just starting with a verse and a chorus down, and hopefully more by the end of the day.
Yeah, right. That first rush is either awesome or awful. Usually not
yeah,
in between.
Well, I spent the entire day yesterday at Salt Lake City Comic Con and didn't get home until about 11 o'clock. So I usually hit the ground running with FOM at midnight and plow through the night until I have a song, but I made it home and was lucky to make it to my dad.
Right. Had to get some get a little bit of sleep to charge the batteries.
That's right.
That's funny.
So what songs have we got?
Yeah, this Blog Talk Radio is a little different than last year. And what I did is I go through and listen to songs and pick some. And I've got about 11 of them lined up for the show today. Hopefully we get through them all. If not, we'll save one for later. Yeah, speaking of songs, that's probably a good idea to actually play some. So I'm going to mute our mics and start with the first song. This is the first song posted at FOM 2015 by Sapient called Lauds. It's song 43165, and here it goes. And that was Sapient with the very first song posted to FOM 2015. Josh, are you with us?
I think I'm still with you. Can you hear me?
I can. Perfect. Loud and clear. Awesome. Sounds great.
Great. Well, we switched to Skype, so it's better.
Oh, I see.
But, yeah, that song was intense.
Yeah. I love the introduction to the end. It was quite the build. It was a good arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, agreed. I love that introduction to the end. That's so an oxymoron.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No, that's perfect. That's great. Oh. Well.
Oh, no, he has some serious guitar skills. I wouldn't mind having his guitar skills on some of my tracks.
Yeah, I shouldn't say this live, but he is open to collaborations, or at least he has been in the past. So I'm sorry, Sapien, if you get, you know, a million people wanting your guitar.
You're going to get hounded now. You know, I'm going to want you on all 14 songs.
Right. I think it would go along really, really well with my folk ballads. I think that'd be a good combination. So
that's, you know, I'm kind of the same way. The juxtaposition of the metal guitar against the simple folk melodies and harmonies, I think it would be something new and interesting. It might be groundbreaking.
Yeah. I think that his drum tracks would be a welcome addition to my folk stuff too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Well,
he's a complete package.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have another caller on the line. Let's add more people to the conversation. And new caller, are you with us?
Hey, you got me there?
Yeah, is this Mike?
It is Mike Sklyer from New York, New York. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Not spreading the news.
Yeah, anyway. There you go. there it is. How are you guys? Josh, where are you?
I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, boy. We got several ends of the United States here.
We're spanning the U.S. here.
Spanning more or less. We need somebody from Hawaii.
There you
I have a friend who moved to Maui. He's actually a musician. He actually played some music with Willie Nelson's Sons a few weeks ago. How cool is that? Anyway.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Mike, how is your FOM going so far?
My FOM is going great. I have a song up I'm very, very happy with. I have a couple of more working away in the hopper here. And, I'm up to my usual tricks, you know. I do what I do, and this is a very exciting time of the year for FOM. You know, you put up a song, and you hear everybody else's stuff that you haven't heard their stuff in a while, and there's great stuff this year. Everybody's really up their game. It's really wonderful.
Amen. Hallelujah, brother.
Right. Yeah, I agree. The quality of the music. I jumped up this morning. I kind of like Josh. I didn't start at midnight. I got a good night's rest and wanted to start this morning, and then I realized that since I volunteered to do the FOMcast, I should probably actually do a couple, and started getting songs and listening, and the quality all around was extremely good, and the songwriting's good. There's a lot of good demos out there too. So
go ahead.
No, good. I was going to say I think people are more comfortable with technology. A lot of people have just been doing songwriting a while and have just been getting better at it too. It's great.
Oh yeah. Well, and I think the site is really a precursor to that, because the site is so streamlined this year. It's so much faster on my phone. It's faster on my computer. I'm actually seeing what I want to in my feeds. I feel like the overall quality of FOM, just from what I've heard today, is improved site-wide.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think, definitely.
I think Burr and staff, Art, and even Eric and Jen and Nancy and all the moderators and everything, I think all the work that they've been putting in is really paying off. This year is noticeably quicker, smoother. Everything's just seems more up to date, and that goes back to I think we were talking about the the quality of demos or the sound quality. Before, like when I started, even I had a pretty good piece of equipment to record on, and it still didn't sound real good. And I think the iPhone recordings actually sounded better than what I was using in 2008. And So I think two things. I think there's a lot of return farmers that have had a chance to practice recording, even if it's just demo recording, and you learn the tricks. But I also think that the technology is advanced to where there's handheld microphone recorders that do such a good job of capturing what you're playing that the quality has gone up too. So I think
yeah,
all around.
That's absolutely true. And I go back to doing it in 2006. We were using strings and cans and paper cups or something.
back in the olden days, right?
Back in the old days, we had our 78 records and our cylinders. And
I was going to ask you, Mike, what was it like recording in the 20s?
The 1820s, you mean? Well, you know,
right.
You know the thing in the Flintstones when the bird would use the little beak or something. That's what it was like.
We've come a long way since then.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome.
But there's still there's still the same number of chords there were then. They haven't invented any more chords.
Well, speaking of which, though, they haven't invented anymore, but I've learned my fourth one, so, you know, I might
there
use that
go.
In some
sometimes.
Congrats.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing the fourth chord.
I might save it for a really, really cool spot, so it might be a few days yet.
Okay.
You look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go ahead and play another song. I'm going to mute all of us. This next song is Tim Villa, Dancing Like a Baby.
Oh, I love that song. That's great. One day I get out of bed and I start dressing myself for the day. I work in a bank in the city and it has a really excellent pay. I look for my Cadillac keys and I feel my boot starting to prance. All on its own it was jigging in an awkward looking comfortable ass. A carefree and elegant bop. I told you once, I told you twice, I told you on the phone. I left it all behind and now I'm never coming home. I sold my house, I wish I hadn't sold my Cadillac. I left my diamonds on the dash and now I need it back. But oh Lord, will I return dancing like a baby? Oh Lord, people laugh like I'm behaving crazy. Oh dear, oh, why they ask, why? YouTube and Tumblr, and I'm dancing for the world to see. I look on the web and find that I'm the BuzzFeed gift of the week. You won't believe how this guy is dancing. A click here to take a secret peek. I can't believe what's happening. It's like I'm in a dream. I'm blasting all the internet inside a thousand memes. Everywhere I click, I see myself inside my groove. And soon enough, a million guys and girls copy my moves. Oh, Lord, everyone is dancing like a baby. Oh, Lord, people laugh while they behave as crazy. Oh, yeah. Oh, why they say, why is it so awesome? Dancing like a baby. Here I go again, oh Lord.
And that was Tim Villa, Dancing Like a Baby, song 43166. Oh, what a great groove. I couldn't sit still. How about you, Josh?
Josh? Well, that was one funky meter. Can you hear me? I'm here.
I can. I can hear you. You're good.
Okay, good. Oh. No, right. That was awesome. Like, that missing beat in 7/8 always catches you off guard, so you're always listening to a song like that. You can't not get into a song like that.
Yeah, Tim's awesome. He's the one that started the feast where you write seven or more songs in one sitting and in 2 hours or less. He's the one that videotaped him doing one and did, like, I don't know, seven or eight or songs. And he fast-forwarded it and posted it on YouTube so you could see what he did to get those songs. And the quality of his songs, when they're done, it's like, okay, you're thinking, like, when I do it, it's out of tune, just guitar and vocal. You're lucky if there's more instruments. You know, Tim's got these songs. It's like, man, this sounds good. So
mm-hmm.
he's a creative genius in some ways. It's amazing what he can do.
Yeah, amen.
How about you? Any plans to feast this year?
Yeah, sometimes a feast happens, but usually I'll hit it hard on one song. The songwriting is important to me, but I also focus a lot on the production.
Oh yeah.
So I it's a little bit tougher for me to feast. I'm usually burnt out after a song and I have to wait a few hours.
Yeah. I think feasts definitely aren't for everybody. I think it's a great way to get creative juices flowing. You don't have time to second guess anything. And
that's right.
Sometimes you strike gold and sometimes you don't. But it's a great way of getting those creative juices flowing. But I'm with you. If you get into the production side, if you want to more fully realize what the demo should sound like, you know, that's not always the best way to go about it. Unless, of course, you're Tim Villa, and then you can pull both off. It's crazy.
Right.
Right.
Right. He's one of those people that we love to hate because he's amazing.
Exactly. How about any challenge? What's that?
Oh, I was going to say one thing that I do like to do are the skirmishes because it's like that concentrated writing period. But then once you got the song, you can spend the time on it afterward to make it polished.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I too like skirmishes quite a bit, and I've done quite a few over the last few years. And for those new to FOM or need a refresher, skirmish is a title posted in the forum and usually in the chat, and then you have 1 hour to write and record a rough demo and post it up. And there are no judges sitting there saying if it takes you an extra minute, and people have even posted songs much more than an hour, but the idea is to write the song and get some sort of tangible record of it, or even write lyrics and get it on the site in an hour. And it's really cool when you do this. Everybody posts their stuff up, you search by the song title, and then if you listen to and make comments, hearing one title yield 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 different songs with different angles on the title or different feels and different genres is amazing. And the quality, you would think, okay, if you get 10 songs, you know, there'll be one or two good ones, but generally there's something good in so many of those songs. It's just amazing. So I too like the skirmishes. They're good.
It's like frantic inspiration.
Yeah, exactly. are there any other challenges or anything else you've signed up for on the site?
So two things that are my favorite things to do on the site are the random collaborations, because I love getting paired up with someone, not knowing anything about them, sometimes knowing about them, but I'm usually with someone new. And then the other thing I really like is the Exquisite Corpse. We actually did an Exquisite Corpse together last year, didn't we?
I believe so, yeah.
India Corpse.
India, yeah, that's right. Last year was kind of crazy on the corpses, both the number of them and how many different ones were going on at the same time, and it was kind of crazy. And listening through was an adventure every single time. But India Corpse, I liked. I really enjoyed Corpse.
I was so happy to be right in the middle on that corpse, because it came from you, and then it, like, passed to Rick at Fulcrum or something like that. And his take was so – it was similar but so different from yours. And then I had no idea what he was doing and took it in this completely other electronic direction. Yeah. And it was all instrumental after that. It was this – it was really this journey.
Yeah.
That sometimes happens during corpses, but that was – yeah, fantastic corpse.
Yeah, when there's always, I think the corpses are great. There's always a journey, because, okay, so for new farmers or farmlings and those that need a refresher, an exquisite corpse is where you get usually four or five people, sometimes more, will sign up. One person will write around 40 seconds of song, anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute or just over a minute of music. So it's not a full-fledged song. They take the last 10 seconds of lyric and music, and they send it to the next person. So the next person doesn't get to hear the entire piece, and they just take that last 10 seconds or the last line of lyric, and then they write a song based on that, and it could go anywhere. And then that goes all the way to the last person. So when you go...
Not only can it go anywhere, but it goes everywhere.
Yeah. It's crazy. So you always have where is this going to go type of what's going to happen next feeling when you listen to them. But when you get one that has that journey, it's awesome. But when you get one that has that journey and it's kind of cohesive, where it actually kind of makes, even if it's warped a little bit, but some sort of warped sense from beginning to end, or
right,
it flows through, that's where the magic really happens. And And I would say India was definitely one of those where you had the magic happen. So,
Totally. Yeah. I mean, just the transitions were fantastic between everyone. And I saw that in so many corpses last year. This is year six for me on farm.
Awesome.
And it just seems like everything gets exponentially better every year.
Yeah. I was lucky to find farm, and really, the community is what brings me back, but it's amazing all the creative outlets. So it's writing 14 songs in 28 days isn't creative enough. Then there's the synthesis, anti-synthesis chain. There's the exquisite corpse. There's the morphing song. There's all of these other things that you can sign up, the random collaborations. And I've done each one of those at least once sometime. Getting your feet wet on these sometimes is daunting. And sometimes it's, you feel like you're over your head, but you power through, you're part of the community, and it helps you really be part of the entire experience. And so I highly recommend, I might not recommend new farmers sign up for everything per se.
Oh yeah.
But,
don't do that.
But
get involved in the community.
Yes, like, definitely.
You know, the first 4 years of farm, I just did it for the songs, and last year was the first year when I really dived in and got involved with the forums and started commenting on other people's songs, and that by far was the best farm I have ever had, and that's what made me crave farm for an entire year until we finally made it back today.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. The community is key. That's the biggest thing, and I think it's not for everybody. Don't get me wrong. Not everybody needs to jump right in, but I do think as a general rule, the more you're involved, the more you get out. And last year, I was really happy with the songs that I wrote. I finally gave up and stopped trying to write good songs in a hurry, and just wrote what came out. And I had three songs I really thought it was keepers, and two collaborations on top of that, and it was just amazing for me. So I think 2014 was a great year, but we have to work together and make 2015 even better.
And I'm sure that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's on a great start.
Yep.
Well, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it. And
yeah, I'm happy to be here. Sorry I have to go, but you'll see me again here soon.
Yep.
And hopefully you'll see a song by the end of the day.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All right, Josh. Well, have a good one, and we'll be talking to you in future FOMcasts. And we're going to play another song. This
awesome.
One is by This one's Taylor Tay, bassline number 4, song 43168. And that was Taylor Tay with bass line number 4, bass B-A-S-E line number 4, song 43168. And our next song, going right into it, is Jinx, The Art of Compromise, 43178.
I wouldn't know what the fill of the king.
Cigarette. late for crying now. I've lost more than dreams. Yeah, it's later than you think. Please leave me and I'll be an army for you in the morning. I'm a happy man.
With I'll Be an Army for You in the Morning, song 43176. And before that, we had Jinx with The Art of Compromise, 43178. And onward we go. More brand new music from FOM 2015 edition on the FOMcast. This next one is by Boone, called Kissing Spree, 43202.
Going on a kissing spree, I feel like embracing the world. Although my love's not here with me, I feel as close as can be. My sun is shining from above, despite the rain from above. And all the birds in all the trees, they sing of love. Going on a kissing spree, I feel like embracing the world. Although my love's not here with me, I'm happy as can be. The spring is buzzing in the air, bees dusting flowers everywhere. I feel like going on a kissing spree, I feel like embracing the world.
And that was Kissing Spring by Boone, song 43202. And I love the chording on that one and the lighthearted melody. Good song. All right, marching ever onward, we have a song by Natch Dan, that's Dan Walbank. It's called Brave New World, song 43169.
Thank you. we'll be raising our own flag. Flying high up on the mast, not taking anyone else's tracks.
And that was Brave New World by Natchdan 43169. And I was just looking over at the FOM site, and I see there have been 183 songs posted as of just a few moments ago. And I clicked on the FOMers tab. It said 1,430 FOMers. I'm assuming that's active FOMers, those that have logged in this year, at least since the site rebooted. Then I clicked over into the forums and I looked at the games and challenges page. So if you click on the forums, you automatically populate the recent topics. That's topics in any form, all listed in order from the most recently posted. And if you click down over on games and challenges, there's lots of options. So I would encourage everybody to go over there and kind of take a look around and see if there's something that would inspire a new song. And there's all sorts of stuff. There's a girls versus boys challenge, a one syllable lyric challenge, the exquisite corpse challenges, a couple of those, a lyric first exquisite corpse, ancient languages challenge, a dare to sound bad challenge, concept albums, monster farm trance battle. That should be a very interesting one to go look at. The incredible morphing song, all sorts of stuff, chip tunes, the anti-sin antithesis synthesis chain, Super Bowl song. There's all sorts of stuff to check out. And if you have an idea for a challenge, go over there, start a new forum post and put it down. You'll never know who wants to hop on board. And I know one year I put up a murder ballad challenge, so everybody could write a murder ballad. I love that challenge, but not everybody did, and that's okay. So sign up if you want to. Don't sign up if you don't, but I'm sure there's something in there for everybody. All right, so back to the music. What's up next? I've got Kim of the Concrete Jungle. It's KIMOTCJ if you're looking for him on the site, with his song Rebel 43189. And that was Kim of the Concrete Jungle with Rebel, song 43189. And I had a quick check in the on the site, on the FAWM site. That's fawm.org. And we have, in the course of one song and some change, added four more songs for a total of 187 songs. Isn't that the great thing about FAWM? The songs keep pouring in almost like magic. They're just rolling on in. I've got more songs for you, and we're going to get to them right now. This is Natron with Waiting, song 43217.
Hear my voice, let my words be made clear. I beg for mercies with every new day. I could not stand trials for my sins, but now your forgiveness completely.
And that was Natron with his song Waiting, 43217. And our next song is by Pitt. It is called We're Damned If You Don't, song 43220.
Thank you.
And that was Pit with the song We're Damned If You Don't. And that was song 43220. Looking over at the FOM.org website, we're up to 190 songs posted that we can go look at and listen to or read. That's amazing. Pouring in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time. I've run out of songs. I've run out of callers. And I'm going to say goodbye. I have one more song for you. This is by Jeff DeSantis. It's called Naked Heart, and it is song 43245, and I absolutely loved listening to the song.
Yeah, I had that dream again. It just doesn't go away. Cover up, I gotta take it on. I gotta hide it away from you so you can't tear it apart. You can't say what you wanna say, but I've always been this way right from the start. I gotta take it on. Cover up, I gotta make it hard. I gotta hide it away from you so you can't tear it apart. You can't say what you wanna say, but I've always been this way right from the start. I gotta make it hard. When I try,
Jeff DeSantis. It was called Naked Heart, song 43245. And that is our show. Thank you for listening and happy farming. Everybody, go out and write some songs. See you on the flip side.